And welcome back to another season of Trojan Preview. Asa Lucas here with Atlantic Head Football Coach Joe Brummer. Coach, how are you today?
We're doing good. You know, appreciate you guys with the coverage. Appreciate you coming out, and you know, we're doing well.
How has this offseason been for you?
Good. It went by fast. You know, not having baseball this summer, devoting a lot of time to the football that it seems like it flew by. You know, between summer workouts, fall camp, going to Simpson camp, summer weights, that we've had really good numbers, really good attendance, and the kids are really starting to buy in.
Do you want to talk about some of the seniors that graduated last year that have just had an impact on you or last year's squad?
Yeah, we graduated 22 guys from last year's season that we really have a lot of big shoes to fill. You know, Caden Anderson at quarterback was a guy that was two-and-a-half-year, three-year starter. He kind of rotated his sophomore year. Really understood the offense. You know, Jackson McLaren, Jaden Prohl, Carter Pellett, Miles Mundorf, Brendan Casey, you know, some guys up front for us that have really big shoes to fill on the offensive and defensive side of the ball. So overall, you know, Easton and Tanner O'Brien being linebackers for us, that those guys have all done a phenomenal job in putting us in the situation that we are as a program. And we really owe a lot to those seniors and thank them for all that they've done.
And speaking of dusting off shoes, you had a scrimmage last week against Carroll. What'd you take away from it?
You know, Carroll was ready to go. They were a really well-coached team. We knew that ahead of time with Coach Rowetter that we scheduled them for a reason. They're downhill, they're physical, they're a tough football team that you can only get so much of a look with your ones versus twos. Like, you can only, with the roster that we have with 70 guys, you know, there's a bit of a drop-off with some younger guys and some older guys, just with the physicality aspect that Carroll definitely brought their pats. They did a great job of being physical at the point of attack, kind of pushing us around up front, that now we can identify that weakness, and I think we've gotten a lot better from it. So overall, I was very happy with the scrimmage, what we got out of the scrimmage, and we learned a ton from it.
So talk about some of those key takeaways you had from the scrimmage.
You know, up front, we got some guys, you know, shirt up on some blocking schemes. We were kind of going the wrong way during the scrimmage, corrected it now. Some two deep stuff, we got some guys healthy, that we saw some younger guys that we thought might be able to fill in some spots do really well, or some of them not do as well, that we still have some work to go with them. That, you know, we had Colton Becker and Dante Henrington out for that scrimmage just because they had some off-season surgery stuff, that they're healthy, they're good to go, they're starting week one, but we didn't want to risk them. We didn't want to see anything happen in that scrimmage that, you know, you're only going to get 10 plays, that we don't want to waste those reps for them, that we saw some younger guys step up in the roles with Brock Goodrich and Tyson O'Brien, that playing outside linebacker and then running back for Tyson, that they did a really good job. You know, they stepped up, they did their job, and now we have no – we know more that we have some depth at those spots where maybe we weren't as sure as the start of the year, that we feel really better from it.
You know, when we were at Media Day, we were starting to talk to some of the captains. Can you tell us about each one and why you selected them as a captain?
Yeah, so our captainship process is voted upon by the team. You know, if I can see a kid as a leader, it might be different around coaches than it is players. So we're very player-centered, and if you're going to lead your team, you have to have the respect of your teammates. So we have our four captains are Dante Henrington, Colton Rasmussen, Colton Becker, and then Xavier Darrow is our one junior as our captain. That they were the top vote-getters of their peers. So we send out a Google form, the kids fill it out and send it back to us, that those four guys have earned the respect of their teammates. They've done a great job in the weight room in the summer. They all qualified by showing up to over 80% of the workouts. Two of them were at 100%, that they didn't miss all summer long. That those are guys that we definitely look up to on the field and off the field, that they clearly have the respect of their teammates.
And how is that muscle gain by Dante? How has that looked? Have you noticed a difference with the muscle he's put on?
Yeah, no. Dante's done a great job. He's really been committed this offseason, in the spring and the summer. I think he's bulked up 15, 20 pounds, I think, is what he's telling me, and he looks like it. You know, some kids like say, like, oh, I put on weight, and you look at him like, you haven't changed a lick. But no, Dante's definitely starting to kind of fill into his body more. You know, the shoulders look better, he's looking broader, his legs are stronger, that he's definitely had a great offseason, and hopefully it shows on the field of all the hard work that he's put in.
And before we dive into looking at Clark, can you just give us a quick summary of how you feel this season's going to go on your schedule more specifically?
We got a lot of road trips. So, I mean, we got a lot of team bonding. You know, we're at Clark, we're at Jefferson. We go to Knoxville again this year. The short road trip, we head up north up there to Harlan. That we got some hauls, we got some team bonding, but overall, you know, I think we have like one of the toughest districts in 3A again. You know, we lost a phenomenal ADM team, very good, very athletic, multiple D1 athletes all over the place. They bumped up to 4A, so we just replaced them with Nevada, you know, a two-time state qualifier that honestly should be a dome team if they didn't run into Harlan, the two-time defending state champs. So we lose iron to get more iron, you know. It's just going to sharpen the district. Creston's phenomenal. Harlan's loaded again. Nevada, us, you know, Perry's improving. They've tripled their numbers from last year. They're up to 60, 70 kids. And Knoxville returns a ton of phenomenal starters, you know. If you listen to the polls, listen to the media, you know, they're picked to finish second, third in the district. So overall, you know, the district's stacked, it's loaded, and our non-district schedule is just as tough. I think we have three out of the four teams are playoff teams from last year. So we're going to find out what we're made of early and often with this schedule.
What are you feeling about Clark here today?
They're dangerous, you know. They return a lot of starters. They don't have a ton of numbers on their varsity roster, but it's a lot of seniors and a lot of kids with experience. They have 24 kids on their varsity roster listed. You know, Jack Cooley out there at quarterback was a starter for him last year. He had 16 touchdowns. I think he had over 1,500 yards throwing. They have Drake Moore as their running back, I'm assuming. We saw him a lot last year late in the year as a sophomore. Phenomenal hard-nosed runner. And they return two really good D linemen there with Cale Bining. I hope I didn't butcher his name for the poor kid. And then Sean McAfee, that they play D line for him, that both were leading tacklers for him last year. So, you know, when you return your top two tacklers on defense, return a really good quarterback, really good running back, and then your favorite targets back with Jesus Vega out there, wide receiver. You know, they're dangerous. They get a lot of guys back. They're familiar with one another, and they're big physical kids that do a phenomenal job of playing physical football.
You've had some time to scout and prepare. What do you think the Trojans are going to do well against Clark?
You know, I really think that we're going to be disciplined. You know, we got to be gap sound. We got to fly to the football. We got to play with energy and aggression. You know, that's something that we put an emphasis on after our scrimmage, that we need to fly to the football, we need to communicate, and we need to be, put a good product out there on the field, that the kids did a great job this week. We've communicated really well in the heat. The kids had great energy. We flew around, that we didn't let the heat affect us. And that was something that was really good from our week of practice that I think that we can take advantage of in this game.
What do you think playing a more mature offense is going to do for this younger Atlantic defense?
You know, it can be good and bad. You know, sometimes when you're young and naive, you don't know what you don't know. You don't feel the pressure of the moment because you don't understand when you're in it. So hopefully, you know, some of our sophomores play like their hair's on fire because they don't know any better. The stage shouldn't be too big, you know, that I don't know this guy is as good as he is because they're naive. You know, sophomores aren't, you know, always thinkers of like the big moment that they're really focused on. I got to run with this guy. I got to do my job. I got to worry about me and not worry about what's going on around them. That can be a double-edged sword there as well of, you know, some of that arrogance can kind of set in and they go from being the big dog of freshmen to now you're the biggest fish in a even really big pond, that it doesn't quite work for them. But, you know, overall, I'm very impressed with our younger guys, that they've stepped up in some good roles, and we have a good mix. We have some older veterans that have done a great job of leading the way, showing them how it's done, and definitely preaching our brand of football.
People who've grown up in Iowa, unlike myself, are used to the humidity, but what kind of role do you think that's going to play on Friday?
Yeah, you know, our depth's going to come into play. We suit about 65, 60 kids on our varsity team that we need to be able to rotate guys. We talked about seizing your opportunity, make the most of your moments, that even if it's one or two plays on kickoff, if it's one play on a PAT field goal, if you have to block one guy on offense, make the most of it. Make the most of that opportunity, succeed in that moment, and make sure that you leave no stone unturned. If you only get one play, make it the best darn play that you got. If you have three, four plays, you know, make the most of those. Hopefully they multiply. Hopefully we get that experience and we can rely on more guys as the season goes on.
And that's Atlantic head coach Joe Brummer. Coach, thank you very much for joining us.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. Thank you.